We were holding Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on top. In the middle of the Shalom now, and our Mishnah, we had a machlokes that according to Rav Yosi Haglili, he holds Efshel at Tzamtzem, even B'day Shemayim. But the Mishnah's case was a Rav gave birth to two Tzchorim at the same time. So we have a right to tell that both of them came out the exact same second, and therefore both of them have Kedushas B'chor on them. The Shalom is Rabbanan Agrani basically, and they hold no. Well, the EF shall at some same, meaning it's not possible for both of them to come out the exact same second. So for sure, one came out a drop before the other, and only one of them is Kaddish. So they came out true that with the Shemayim, there we hold EF shall at some same. The Shalom the Gemara was, according to Rabbanan Shita, what's going to be with the other? If a person goes to measure it out or to do things the exact same time, is it possible for a person to do it? By there, we'll give birth by itself. We're not doing it. It's happening by itself, like with the Shemayim. So then maybe we can't tell to say exactly it happened at the same time. But maybe the person goes to measure something, it's possible to measure both the same thing to make Eshter Tzamtzem. That's the Shal according to Rabbanin, what's the law of Bidiyodim? The last case was about Farshimad, the last Gemara was, Nimsa Mechubim Mechnei Yoris. You find the mace outside in between two cities. So it says, Lach, Shtei Mevi, Shtei Egolis. Give me Rabbi Leza. Both, each city has to bring its own Egla Rufa. So my time, what's the reason? That we hold with the yodim, meaning here, where we go down and measure it, it's possible to say that yes, it's an exact measurement that this mace is equal exactly in between the two cities. And also with Darshan Apostle, it's possible to have two cities close to the mace that both have to bring an Egla Rufa. So we're here to remind that with the yodim, we say after something. And how do you mean it was that this Reb Lezer goes according to the Rabbanan sheet of our Mishnah? The Gemara says, no, lie. It could be Reb Lezer. He's the top of the Yudkes of Ralph now. I'll tell you, Reb Lezer's problem with Reb Yosef Lili. And maybe Reb Lezer holds like Reb Yosef Lili sheet in the Mishnah. The Yom that he holds Esther Tzamtzem B'day Shemayim. It's called the Tosh Shechem B'day Yodim. For sure, then B'day Yodim he holds Esther Tzamtzem. So there wouldn't be a good proof from Reb Lezer. You want to know, according to the Rabbanan that argue in the B'yosek Lili, the whole day B'day Shemayim, we hold E.F. with something, what's going to be B'day Yodim? Now the Gemara says, Ne'emek Tanoim. Let's say it's a Machlokes Tanoim, if you hold E.F. with something or not. That's the Havamina. What's the Machlokes Tanoim over here? But it says, Nimsa Mechubin Ben Shtei Ayoris. So you find the mace in between two cities, so Le'hoi Orphan, there's no Denegla Roof, you don't bring it at all. We have Lazarai Menel, Shtei Mevias, both cities bring it. Shtei Agolas, and each one brings one, like two Agolas have to be brought. So what's the Machlokes? My love, isn't it that the Baal Kemitzel is the Machlokes over here? The Tanakam is so the EF Shlet Samson. It's EF Shlet Samson, you don't know exactly that it's not in between both cities, for sure it's closer to one. So Rashi says, Hilkar, therefore, very often you don't bring another roof at all. The Halacha Samaris, Ani Ein Kroiv, each city has the right to say, I'm not the closer one, the other one is closer. So Mashmak, it's a Sufik, and Vat, it's a Shal, if you have a Chiv to bring the Korban or not, there'd be a Mumnis, who would say, like a Moisim Kroiv, a Lomaraya. In a Sufik, each one is the Havmin, it would be proper for bringing the Korban. And Reb Lezer Sova, no, actually it's Samsen. It's possible to be in the Samsen, that both are exactly, this mace is in between both cities. And therefore, then it's like Rashi says, the Kroiva, Philu Kroiva, even by both cities, then we'll have to bring the Egle Rufa. So that's the Machlokes. Samar says, no, but Tizbur, this is a good Svarah. Samar says, but Tizbur, like, is this really the Svarah, the Machlokes? Eek, so if a Tanakam really holds, that EF Shlet Samsem, it's not possible to be, that we can know it's exactly smack in the middle. But so really it's closer to one. If so, Amalu, Amalu, Hoy, Orphan, what's the Svarah to say that both of them are part of? Lechua yaviu egel achat. They should have to bring one egel. The shutfis, not to bring it for shutfis. Partners, these two cities. And the Yisrael will make a tanai. Iraqi says, will make a tanai to say that if it's the right side, if the city on the right side is the one that has to bring it, so one on the left side will be moichel that portion to the right side, and it'll be the right side's carbon. And if the one on the left side, that's the real city that's closer. So one on the right side will be Meichel, their chelik, and this korban, and this egla, and the egla rufa, to the other one. So how can you say that Pat Lagam, and the Churat is a body chiv here? So Manashav, let them both be Mekayim Dachayiv. Elo must be Lahani Tanoi, countries, both these Machlok, the both these Tanoim, Hatayiv, the Kuli Yama, both of them hold, that Efshel Tzamtzem. it's possible that we could know exactly, to measure it out exactly, that this mace is really in between both cities exactly. So what's the machlokes then? Well, the machlokes is the kroiv of loy kroiv is kemiflegi. Shama, how do we dash in the post? When the post says that the city that's closest to the mace has to be in Yegla Rufa. The Tanakam holds kroiv of loy kroiv. Only if one city is closer to the mace does that city have to bring the Egla Rufa. But when you have two cities involved, then you put that there's no din Egla Rufa. That's called Kroiva of Loi Kroivois. And Reb Leza Sava, no, Kroiva of Yafilu Kroivois. Even though you have two cities just as close, still, because we're going now, actually, it's the same. So the Lacher is, both cities have to bring it. So that's the Machlokes over here. So Kopad Gemara says now, my heavier law, what's the Maskon again? It's an hour first shal according to the Rabbanim. Do they hold in our Mishnah, actually, it's the same, by the Yodim and Ap? So Omar Rav Chia, Bar Avin, Omar Rav Amram, Tono, we learn like this. Nimtza Mechuvim Ben Shtei Ayoris, if you find a mace right smack in between the two cities, Rav Lozavay Meshtei Mevias Shtei Agolas. Both cities, both of them have to bring an Agola, each one has to bring one. V'chachom Mam Yechom say, Yaviyu Egla Achas B'Shutfis. No, both the two cities bring one with partnership. The Yisrael have to make a Tanai, they make a condition, like we said, that if the first one, if the right side one is the one closer, then the left side one is the most to them, and the opposite way. So now, let's see. My Kasavir Rabbanim, what's Pshat the Rabbanim here, what do they hold? E Kasavir Rabbanim, the Rabbanim hold, the Yef Shalit, I'm saying that it's possible that this mace, when we measure it out, could really be right smack in the middle, so both the cities are just as close. Ukroibas, I feel Ukroibas, the Yosnash in the Posik. And not only one city close, even two cities also have a chiyuv to bring it. If so, leisi tarti, so that lechur each city should have to bring his own egla rufa. How could he only bring one b'shutris? Should have to have two of them. Vi kroivo, v'loi kroivo, selamayim midashin apostol kroivo, and not kroivo, it's only one, and not when two cities are involved. If so, afilu chod leleisi, not even one you shouldn't bring. So, kohen lechom, you should have been potter, not have to bring one b'shutris. El Olav, isn't it? Shmamin, we have a proof that Kesavir Rabbanim hold Yef Shalit Samsem. It's impossible for us to measure, to have an exact measuring that this mace is smack in the middle. And therefore, what's closer to one of them? Just we don't know which one. And therefore, you have to bring one Veshutfis. So the proof is that through the Bidayodom, so you see, even Bidayodom also, Rabbanim hold Yef Shalit Samsem. Shmamin, that's a good proof. So coming out now, according to Yosef, Lili Hiyot, Zeshlet, Samsem, both B'day Shemaim and B'day Yodim. And according to the Rabbanim, they argue in both cases, Yeshlet, Samsem, us B'day Yodim, we can't measure, we can't tell the two things are exactly alike, not when there's a Leder, when two kids come out at the same time, like B'day Shemaim, and not even we go to measure it, our measuring is not exactly, we can't have it both to be exactly. Now it says, Rav Tafin Noimah, HaKoyin Boru Le'eth Yofa. It says in the Mishnah, so according to Chachamim, only one of the two is Kedushas Bechor. We don't know which one. Again, with the Rachel gave birth to two at the exact same time. So according to Chachamim, only one of them is Kaddish. So which one do we give the Kohen? So it's a Machlokes. If Tafan says our Kohen gets the better one. So night time, what's the reason? Well, the Chur of the Kashmir is really the Yisrael. He should hold on to it. Because there should be Yisrael of HaMoitzim HaKavir all over Ayyam. Like the Kohen wants to take it away from the Yisrael, so the Chur of the Kohen has the right, the Yisrael has the right to say, go bring me a proof that the better one is the Kohen. So how come Rav Tarfin says the Kohen has the right to choose the better one? So there it says, my friend Rav Tarfin, Kesavri Yolz, Ohu Debori, Nothak Reshet, the Sarada Fed, the stronger one, the healthier one, came out first, like he pushed his way through first. So that was the Sarada Fed, the healthier one, the bigger one, that's really the Bechor. Now Rabbi Kiva Goyim and Mishamnim. Kiva says no, we have to value between them. We'll see soon. It means to say that the Kochosh goes to the Kohen. The weaker one goes to the Kohen. Om Rabbi Kiva Rab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Ha Koye Nota Kochusha. What Rabbi Kiva meant to say by Mishamnim means to say the Kohen takes the weaker one. Om Alei Rabbi Kiva Rab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Kiva also about Rabbi Yechanan. I Vonan Mishamninon Benayim Tanan. Much we have to value both of them. Which is mashma, we have to see how much both of them are worth. The chumah mashma yachleku, then we divide it up in between equally. So how could you say the Kohen gets the weaker one? Amalei said back to him like this, Like up until you keep on eating this fancy dates and bobo, Rashi said, until you pull yourself up, Tagminu, I already explained it, may Seifa, I bring my own proof, what's Tranam Kiva from the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Tani Seifa says in the Seifa, Meis Achad Mehem, let's say one of these two die, so in the case again where one goes to the Kohen, one goes to the Israel, so Rabbi Tafan Nam Yachloikum, Kafan said you divide equally, Yachloikum. Rabbi Kiva Vay Menor, Hamaitza Mechaber Olav Araya, Mashma, the Israel is the Muchzik, and therefore you have a suffix, which one goes to the Kohen, if anyone goes to the Kohen, the Israel that's a Muchzik, he has a right to say to the Kohen, you bring me a proof. So when one of them died, the Israel has a right to say it's the Kohen that died, and he has a right to hold on to the other one. Now, the Yisakot, I did you to tell me and think, Misham Nebeneyem, that means to say according to Rabbi Kiva, Tichi Hadodi, that it's equal, means the value both of them. And they have to divide up the price equally. If so, the Chiyadavi Pliga, they argue, they divide up equally. If Achinami Liflok, Gaviyadavi here also, where one of them died, so the one that's alive also, we should divide up equally between the Kohen and the Israel. Ela, so it's a proof now that according to Rekiva, you say, HaMaitim Mechavar Lomaraya. If so, Ela Mai Mishamim, it wasn't me to say, Shuman Yebineim. That means there's a value in between us. The Yom Lelakayin, that the Yisrael has a right to say back to the Kayin. I see Raya the Bechoru B'Shakum. You go bring me a proof that the live one now belongs to you or take it. But Kozman, you can't bring me a proof. The Yisrael is Muslim, he has a right to hold on to it. So the ratio also, Mishamnin means that the Yisrael gets the better one, and the Kayin can't take only the Kochosh, the weaker one. Next of the Mishnah of Yashen, the second one, Yirorat Shiyistoivu V'chai B'matonis. Again, the din is the Mishnah, where both of them gave birth at the same time. So we all E.F. Shalitam thing. So we all only one has Grishas Bechor. So one goes to the Kohen, and the other one fades by Yisrael. But even the one that fades by Yisrael is also a suffix. Maybe that's the Bechor. So he has to wait until it becomes a Balmun, and then he's on Yishan and Dinim Matnas. He has to give it to the Kohen or not. Then we say, rather, he has the right to hold on to it. Now, if the moon happens, he can eat it, when he goes to shecht it, for the machlokes, does he have to give matonis or not? At an akamra, a may hold yichayim in the matonis, means it gets the koyin, there's royo lechayim the kegom, and if yes, he holds yipotah. So now it says, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's this one in the akamra of Rabbi Meir? What does he say yichayim? So Amr Rabbi Yosef Yechonin says, hoyo the koyin ball of Mishnei Tzadim. The koyin comes to complain now, like Mamanashach. He has two ways to complain to say he has a right to get the matonis, the two tzedakim, two ways. The yomle, the Kohen says to Yisrael like this, Mamarashach, I bechorum, if the one you're holding on to is really the bechorum, then couldn't be you, who? Then the whole thing belongs to me. Like a bechor is a matnas kun, you have to give the whole thing to the Kohen. Elamai, what do you hold on to it? I loy bechorum, elamai you're holding on to it because you have a right to say maybe it's not a bechor. So if it's not the bechor, then have li matonis minei. Then for sure, it's only chulin, you have a chiv to give me the matanis. That's the svar of Meir, that even though it's a suffix, whether it's a bechor or not, for sure you have to give the matanis, the zeroy of l'chayim v'kevo, to the kohen. Now the question is, Rabbi Yossi, my timer. How can Rabbi Yossi says, you thought the chur of Rabbi Meir is right? You bowl of Mishnei Tzadim. So my answer is, I'm a rov, Rabbi says, the svar of Rabbi Yossi is, that also, shein ha-zeichot ki-zeichom, even though the kohen was not zeichot in the bechor, we look as if the Kohen was really Zeicher in the Bechor. Let's say the one that Yisrael is holding on to, even though it's about Mumna, let's say that was really the Bechor. So we look as if the Bechor really went to the Kohen, and the Kohen said to Yisrael, you know what, I'll sell you back my Bechor. So the Kohen gives the Bechor now to the Yisrael, and Yisrael like pains him with the other animal. So therefore, the Afrikat Leimotu Liyodei, even though this Bechor, the one Yisrael is holding, really did not come to the hand of the Kohen yet, but we look as if Midrabonan command the Matal Yodai. It's as if this one, the one the Yisrael is holding, like maybe really that's really the Bechor. So we look as if the Yisrael gave it to the Kohen already. And the Zavdan Yisrael, now the Kohen sold it back to the Yisrael, the Mum, and has a Mum. And after Locha, the Kohen receives the Bechor. And after it becomes a Bamum, he sells it to Yisrael, that Yisrael is proper from the Matanis. Here also. Even though they divide it up, the Kohen gets one and the Yisrael gets one, but the one the Yisrael gets, we have right to look at it as if it's a Manashach. That if it was really the Bechor, we look as if it came to the Rishus HaKohen, and the Kohen sells it back to the Yisrael, the Shechar, he can keep the other one. So therefore, Nitzav to say was really Bechor, he's Potter from Matonis. So therefore, since it's a Suffolk, whether it's the Bechor or not, from an Suffolk, he saw the right to set back to the Kayin, Hamreitzu Mechaveri, Olav Arayi. Oh, Malay, Reblozer, like this now. Hakol Moedim, both from Nayim, of Yosef, all agree, Pesofik Bechor, Shein Chalipin, the Yakoin. In the case, let's say, where Rochel gave birth to a Zohar and a Nekeva, and we have a Suffolk, which one came out first? So Lochur is, you have to be Mafrish. Then all the Bechor, they still have to wait until it becomes a Bamum, and then he can eat it. So in such a case, that's called by a Bechor, a Suffolk Bechor, Shein Chalipin, the Yakoin, that the Koin doesn't get anything for sure, Shechai the Matonis. In such a case, then, that the Yisrael has to give at least the Matonis to the Kohen. Why? Because here there's no Kamisha Zachadami. There's only one Sotik Bechor that the Yisrael is keeping. So the Kohen has the right to say Mamonoshach. In the Tanatav, it's a Bechor, Yomi, the whole thing. Elamai, why are you keeping it? Because maybe it's Chulin. If it's Chulin, then you also owe me the Matonis. So, Marcel, let's see. Hakel Moidiman. Who is the Gemara saying now that who's Rav Loza saying that Akol Moed, everybody agrees that Yechayiv, the who Rav Yossi, I mean even Rav Yossi agrees you have to give the Matonis. But the Gemara Pshita, of course, Ad Kadloi Kopot Rav Yossi, Osanel, the Chalipin, the Yad Kain. When does Rav Yossi say you put it for the Matonis in our mission only because there's a Chalipin, the Yad Kain, like we just said, there are two animals involved in the Bechayiv here. Where this Rochel gave birth to two Sechorim. Here we say that the Yosef Shein is Zeicha Kazeicha. We look as if the one that the Yisrael has, as if he was running Zeicha to the Kohen, the Kohen gives it back to him. Avalein Chalipim Biyat Kohen, with the Kohen, there's only one Bechor involved, and the Kohen has nothing, Loi, then Shittu of Yosef would agree that you have to give the Matonis of that name to the Kohen. Now that's Rav Loza's Chiddush. Smar says, yes, there is a Chiddush. Because otherwise, now the Tamar would have thought to say, time with Rav Yossi, what's the reason of Rav Yossi why he says that Yechayiv in the Matonis, the Kesava, maybe Rav Yossi swears like this. Why Rav Yossi doesn't mean you put him in the Matonis? I would have thought the same maybe because he holds it to Gzeiro. Because the Mechayiv is for the Matonis, if the din is you really have to give the Matonis to the Kayin, it's also Lele Dei Gizav Yavaydom. Like it's a Gzeiro, we're afraid. Like really this Pahima, the soul's holding on to it, really is something to her. But the Yisurim Shabai, he's not allowed to share off the wool or he can't work with it. So that he has to be Machban Natsum. But if you're going to tell him the Lacharis, you have to give the Matonis to the Kohen, he'll come to think that's really a Behemoth Chulin, and he'll come to be Goizav and work with it. So if I would have thought to say, Afagav, the Enchlikum, be a Kohen, even though the Kohen does not have one in his hand, this is the only one suffered before by the Yisrael, maybe also a Jesus would hold that you put him in a Matonis? Is Kamash Ruan, that's the Kiddush of Rav Blazer, now that the only reason why Yossi all depart in the Mishnah is because there are two payments involved. And we look as if the coin was Zeichu in the Bechor, and he sold it back to Israel. But in a case where there's only one Bechor involved, even Rav Yossi agrees that Israel has to give the Matonis to the coin because it's a Manushach. Either the payments of Bechor, so really the coin deserves everything. The reason why Yisrael is holding on to because he has a right to say, maybe the Nekeva came out first, and this is not a Bechor. So also then Yimachri with the Matonis. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, in this case, there's only one Sotet Bechor, you would have the Chiyuv to give the Matonis. Now the Gemara says, only Matzit Amr, is it possible to say like this, that the half a minute to say, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Tamiz Mishum Gzeiro, of Avuda, Mishum Gizu, Bavoido, for the moment, Samatochi, what Tony says on the Sefer like this. Shari Rav Yossi, which is clearly the next Mishnah, says in the Sefer, Rav Yossi used to say, Shari Rav Yossi, Yemel, that Kol Shechlipim, Biyat Koin, Potem, and Amatonis, that Kol Zaman, the Koin has the other one.